Imagine discovering that your body is running on outdated software designed for a world of constant movement, natural foods, and tribal living, yet you're forcing it to function in an environment of desk jobs, processed foods, and isolation. This is the central insight of Go Wild. Our bodies and minds evolved under radically different conditions than those we live in today, and this mismatch explains why diseases of civilization continue to rise despite medical advances. We emerged as Homo sapiens about 50,000 years ago with no significant biological upgrade since. The human body isn't malfunctioning, it's responding exactly as designed to an environment it wasn't built for. What makes humans unique? We're movement specialists with 26 skeletal adaptations specific to endurance running. Our springy arched feet, elongated Achilles tendons, and counter-rotation abilities make us exceptional distance runners. Unlike other species with optimal energy-efficient speeds, humans show a flat energy curve. We're equally adapted for various movements, the Swiss Army knives of motion. Our digestive system evolved to be small and efficient for bipedal movement, requiring nutrient-dense foods. And perhaps most importantly, our brains evolved for empathy and social connection, with our offspring's extended dependency making cooperation an evolutionary necessity. Diseases of civilization are self-inflicted injuries from ignoring our evolutionary design. Indigenous peoples rarely suffered cancer, diabetes, or heart disease until adopting Western lifestyles, with archaeological evidence showing hunter-gatherer skeletons healthier than their agricultural counterparts. The root cause is agriculture's introduction of dense carbohydrates that created a fundamental shift from our evolutionary diet. Wheat, rice, corn, and potatoes now provide 75% of human nutrition, overwhelming our bodies with glucose our systems weren't designed to process. Autoimmune diseases represent a second wave of civilization's ailments. The Chimane hunter-gatherers of Brazil have virtually no cancer, cardiovascular disease, or autoimmune conditions, about 1/40th the rate of New Yorkers. This epidemic of absence stems from our hyper-sanitized environment lacking the parasites and microbes our immune systems co-evolved with, creating an internal microbiome disrupted by modern life. Our 50-year fad obsession began with Ansel Keys, who cherry-picked data from his 7-country study to vilify cholesterol. This selective analysis shaped dietary guidelines for decades, creating fat phobia and promoting manufactured substitutes like margarine, containing trans fats, industrial products foreign to our evolutionary biology. These unhealthy fats trigger inflammation, contributing to heart disease, with studies showing a 2% increase in trans fat consumption raises heart disease risk by 23%. Meanwhile, essential omega-3 fatty acids, critical for brain development and inflammation regulation, declined as agriculture shifted from grass-fed to grain-fed livestock. Mary Beth Stutzman recovered from intestinal paralysis by eliminating bread and dense carbohydrates, aligning her nutrition with evolutionary principles. Evolution offers a warning. The koala's brain actually shrank to accommodate its eucalyptus-only diet. Their skulls contain space for once larger brains, evidence that evolutionary simplification occurs when diet narrows and movement decreases. Are we following a similar path with our increasingly restricted modern diet? Why do we have brains? Not primarily for thinking, but for producing adaptable and complex movements, argues scientist Daniel Wolpert. The brain-movement connection is fundamental to our evolution, demonstrated by the sea squirt, which digests its own brain after becoming stationary. Neuroscience reveals two key concepts: neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to rewire, and neurogenesis, growing new brain cells. The brain functions like a muscle, using similar biochemical mechanisms to signal growth when challenged. Evidence confirms this connection. Naperville's daily aerobic program led to remarkable academic improvements. California data from 800,000 students showed a clear relationship between fitness and test scores. A Swedish study of 1.2 million military recruits found cardiovascular fitness positively correlated with cognitive abilities. Not all movement offers equal benefits. A trail run through mountains provides richer stimulation than a treadmill session, as navigating varied terrain fully engages both body and mind. Reebok's head Matt O'Toole discovered this when flat surface running damaged his body. His transformation came through CrossFit, which emphasizes varied movements engaging the entire body, aligning with our evolutionary design for diverse motion patterns. Without adequate sleep, we become fat, sick, and stupid, a pattern increasingly common today. When Spelman College's president, Beverly Daniel Tatum, reduced her sleep to 4 to 5 hours nightly, she gained the presidential 20 pounds. After committing to 7 to 8 hours, she lost weight and regained energy. Sleep deprivation disrupts insulin response and hunger hormones, triggering carb cravings. It weakens immunity. Sleep-deprived volunteers produced 50% fewer antibodies after vaccination. It also impairs cognitive function, affecting both recall and emotional processing. Sleep quality matters as much as quantity. We cycle through distinct stages, each serving specific functions. Our modern solitary sleeping habits may be downright freakish evolutionarily, as sleep is naturally social across cultures. Group sleeping provides safety cues that signal when it's safe to enter deeper sleep. Light exposure significantly impacts sleep. Artificial light, especially blue wavelengths from electronics, disrupts melatonin and circadian rhythms. The solution is matching exposure to natural cycles. Brightness during day, dimness at night. Hunter-gatherers possess a hyper-awareness modern humans can barely imagine. When anthropologist Richard Nelson's Koyukon friends visited his Alaskan home, they absorbed every detail and later described his island with far greater precision than he could after years living there. This hunter-gatherer mindset represents an attentional capacity that meditation can help us reclaim. Research with experienced monks revealed significant brain differences, particularly in areas associated with empathy. Even novice meditators showed improvements in immune response, healing, and attention. Meditation isn't about thinking, it's about quieting the mind. This mental quieting improves memory, cognition, and physical health, with studies showing increased brain mass in regions linked to learning, memory, and emotional regulation. Psychologist Ellen Langer defines mindfulness simply as "notice new things," an evolutionary instruction essential for survival. In her chambermaid study, hotel workers told their work constituted exercise showed physical improvements without changing routines. Her counterclockwise experiment placed elderly men in environments decorated as if from 20 years earlier, causing them to look and act younger, demonstrating the power of mindful awareness. Our attachment to nature isn't mere sentiment, but an evolutionary adaptation. Humans attentive to natural surroundings historically survived better. Today's preferences for scenic views and gardens reflect this ancient programming. Nature exposure delivers measurable benefits, reduced stress hormones, improved immunity, and enhanced cognition, especially when combined with exercise and social connection. A 30-minute nature walk lowers cortisol more effectively than urban walks while boosting memory and problem-solving. Unlike repetitive gym routines, natural environments engage multiple senses and require constant adaptation. Nature's unpredictability stimulates our brain's happiness centers more effectively than predictable rewards. Our social nature has always been fundamental to survival. Community transforms physical activity from mere exercise into something meaningful. Anthropologist Sarah Blaffer-Hurdy notes that cooperative breeding enabled our big brains. Brains require care more than caring requires brains. Find your personal lever, the key change that triggers improvement across multiple areas. This isn't about checking boxes, but exploring potential through an iterative, reward-guided process. The wilderness is calling. Your body and mind already know the way home.